independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
From what I know right now, it looks like incidental collection. We don't know exactly how that was picked up, but we're trying to get to the bottom of it. I believe it was all done legally. I think it was all obtained legally. It appears most of this occurred, from what I've seen, in November, December, and January. During the transition, that's correct.
Devin Nunez right there. Apparently he briefed the president first before he went out and talked about it. Supposed to talk to other people. What does that mean? Incidental. Incidental. You ever watch football? Throw a ball down the field. They both kind of crash into each other. They don't throw the flag. You're like, my guy was tripped. Incidental contact. Something that happened. Trump came out and spoke earlier about this and whether or not he feels he was finally proven right.
I somewhat do. I must tell you, I somewhat do. I very much appreciated the fact that they found what they found, but I somewhat do.
He says he feels vindicated. For what? You said, and I quote, this last president, Barack Obama, had me wiretapped and Trump Tower wiretapped. I have said all along, and I feel vindicated, that they wiretapped other people that just happened to be foreign, not agents, but foreign dignitaries and ambassadors and whatnot, and that these were just calls and collected data was made to calls of people that we are watching. That's what it was. I don't know if anybody's vindicated. I don't know if you feel great about something. I don't know if you feel you got some sort of a skin in the game, but the truth remains, nobody cares in real life. Oh, some of you out there may care. Well, Chad, you got to understand something. This is absolutely right. The Trump people who are all about everything Trump does is right. Look, I am not, again, I'm a fan of Trump. I want Trump to be successful. I want Barack Obama to be successful. If Hillary would have been president, I want her to be successful, because if our president's doing good, that means we're doing good. And if you want the other side, as you see it, to fail, that's on you. That's not very American. But I want Trump to do well. He's got a huge vote tomorrow. The Republicans have a massive, massive vote tomorrow for almost 8 years. In fact, I believe it is, what, 8 years to the day? If I'm correct, I think this is the anniversary of Obamacare. We have heard that they got to get rid of this. We have heard that they have to make sure this goes away. We have heard how horrible this is. We have heard how the minute they have a chance, they are going to repeal this thing and replace it with something better. They are less than 24 hours away from a massive vote, of which much of this and the future of this presidency, I think, hinges. And people are talking about wiretaps. People are talking about whether or not he was actually wiretapped. People are talking about, was he spied on by the last administration? I don't care. I care about what you're going to do tomorrow. I don't care if you were spied on by the last Starship fighter. Little 80s reference right there, kids. I don't care. I care about what you're doing tomorrow. I don't think you were bugged, but I think your people made calls to people, of which, by the way, they've all come out and said none of them were Russians. So stuff was picked up. Isn't that what this really is about? Let's be real. This is about, did people inside the team that was with Team Trump all the way through, did they in some way, shape, or form collude with the Russians to help beat Hillary Clinton? That's what this is about. And about anything else. I care about what happens tomorrow because I care about what happens to our health care. I care if they're going to get something done. I care if after almost 8 years of whining, bitching, moaning, throwing fits, talking about how this is going to destroy health care, watching it ensure more people, kind of, uninsure some people, then reassure them and count that.
Watch us not keep our doctor even if we wanted to. Watch our choices go down and our premiums go up. And you've whined, you have moaned, you have bitched, you have done everything. And the only thing you can agree on is you don't want this. But you've had almost 8 years to come up with something. And by and large, most of what was there 8 years ago as far as people are still there. And you guys can't have any kind of consensus. You vote on a bill, what, a year ago? And then again, right before Obama leaves office? Everybody's unanimously decided this is it. But then when they have a chance to get skin in the game, they all want to put their name down as one of the people who authored the song. Well, let me put this in. How's this going to help me? Let me do this. Let me do that. Everybody's been clamoring. Give us more competition. Help us. Help us bring the premiums down. Figure out how you can do this because you guys have got involved. You took the free market out of it. Stuck your big heads in it. You got involved. And now, it's sitting at your feet. This is it, right? It's the big game. You're going to make the big shot? You're going to kick the winning field goal? This is your chance. 8 years. 8 years. We have heard about this. 8 years we have heard about how they passed it in the dead of the night. How they, hey, we've heard that soundbite 1,000 times by Nancy Pelosi. Well, let's pass it and see what's in it. 8 years we have heard about it. Then it went to the Supreme Court, right? Then it got through the Supreme Court after everybody thought, no way. Then you had these mandates, these taxes. All of a sudden you're seeing companies try to figure out how to only give you 20 hours instead of 25 or 28 hours instead of 30. And then, oh my goodness, all of the things that were supposed to be so amazing about it, you started seeing everybody go out there and grab waivers. Oh, I don't want to do it this year. I don't want to do it this year. I don't want to do it next year. I want to do it next year. And then it finally gets implemented. Premiums go through the roof. Just continue to skyrocket. People are frustrated. Their choices are evaporating. Health insurance companies are like, we're losing money. Nobody's signing up for this thing. Nobody healthy, that is. 8 years. I don't want to talk about wiretapping. I don't want to talk whether or not you're vindicated. I want to know what exactly you're going to roll out to the American people tomorrow that's not going to cost a 55-year-old what would be $1,800 a month, I mean a year, all of a sudden $14,000 a year. I want to know how you're going to open up cross-state sales. I want to know how you're going to get rid of so many of these mandates that are dragging the health insurance business down supposedly. But at the same time, I want to know how you're not going to guarantee that they're too big to fail and bail them out. I want to know those things. I don't care about the other stuff. That other stuff is window dressing. That other stuff takes you away from the things that matter, which is this. Premiums going up. Healthcare isn't really healthcare. It's a card and a massive deductible and an expense so you don't get in trouble. That's not healthcare. Competition is going down. Free market, not so free. Show me tomorrow. Talk about those things. Talk about that stuff to the American people. I don't want to hear, well, I was vindicated. I don't want to hear, well, you know, he was incidentally. I don't care about that. Other people do. Got tweets all day, got texts all day. Chad, you just got to understand something. He was proved right. Once again, right. Don't care. Don't care. Care about what happens tomorrow. If tomorrow night we're sitting here talking about the fact that they have jacked the pooch and got it wrong and they've delivered nothing or something that is subpar, then I will look and say, 8 years, you bitch, whined, and moaned, and what did you deliver us? A turd in a box with a bow and you're telling me Merry Christmas. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Love getting texts. Also love getting calls, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We're going to talk about what happened in Britain today. Obviously, we're not going to let that go. We are going to talk about it. That is the question that is up right now at Chad Benson Show. Is with the attack today in the UK, how worried are you about terrorism, terror attacks? 26% says very worried. 23% says somewhat worried. 26% says a little worried. 25% says no worries. We're going to be monitoring that throughout the show. So check it out at Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
Really? Really? What's up, party people? Happy Wednesday. Hope you're doing well. It is the Chad Benson Show. Does it matter to you? I want to know. I want to know. How much does this matter to you that he was somewhat vindicated, but not really vindicated? I mean, some people are, and I'm going to get those Trump people out there that are mad at me because I'm not sitting here just, oh my God, did you guys hear? Saying I was wiretapped is not the same as, well, we picked up some incidental information. It's not the same thing. It's not. I'm letting you guys know that. And I'm also letting you know I don't care. But some of you do. I'm getting text messages. People mad at me. People pissed at me. You're a jerk. Why aren't you paying more attention to this? This is absolutely matters. No, it is what matters tomorrow. Less than 24 hours from now, we're going to vote on a bill. And by we, I mean the people that we have elected and put in this place to repeal and replace something that is not only struggling, that it itself needs its own Obamacare just to survive, and it can't afford its deductible. And guess what? That matters. That matters. Right there. Those are the things that matter. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Hey, let's have a little fun right now, shall we? Let's bob, let's pivot, let's move. Let us talk about our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
All right, the urban word of the day actually comes from an article in The Guardian talking about Peter Thiel when he started PayPal, and he's ready to get out of here, head over to New Zealand. I've heard this before. I didn't know what it was. Now, I'm going to say it and spell it so you don't misinterpret what I say. Bolt, B-O-L-T, hole. Bolt hole. A hole in the ground, protected opening in bushes into which an animal can flee when pursued or frightened. Or, as New Zealand is becoming, it's fast becoming a bolt hole for wealthy Americans and Silicon Valley techies such as Peter Thiel, who founded PayPal, who are escaping what they perceive as potential global Trump apocalypse. Apocalypse! So if you're struggling, if you're sick and tired of what's going on at your work or your life and you're ready to bounce somewhere else, you're looking for your bolt hole. That is your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium has gotten much larger. I just want to let you guys know it is growing. Larger, 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 larger. That's what you need. Tomorrow, again, is the big day. Will they or won't they replace it? That's a big question. Of course, you got Gorsuch going on. You got all of these things going on. But what matters is I look at our economy. I look at the things that affect our daily lives. What affects our lives? What affects your paycheck? Being overtaxed? Seeing your money not go as far as it used to? Things are getting more expensive? Your dollar is not worth a dollar anymore. It's only worth 94 cents. Comparatively, when you look at all the other things out there and how the prices have risen. Are fun goods, are cheaper, but our daily living goods are more expensive. It costs more money to get milk today than it did last year or the year before last. It costs less now to get a 50-inch television. You buy one of those once a year, every couple, 2 or 3 years. You need milk, you need eggs, you need food all the time. Our daily lives, we're seeing our dollars shrink when it comes to our fun, goodies, easy stuff to buy that's expendable that we don't need to survive. That stuff's getting cheaper. Saw today that Sears is getting ready to, I think, close everything. The fact that they, I'll be honest, I can't believe they've lasted as long as they have. But Sears isn't dying because you and I don't consume anymore. We just don't consume the way Sears needs us to consume. I look at Sears as the place where you go try clothes on, and you look at stuff that you want to buy, and then you go to Amazon or the internet and find it cheaper and have it sent to you within 48 hours. Payless, the shoe company, going to file for bankruptcy, I have a feeling, in the next week. Why is that? Why pay more when I can pay a lot less on the internet? Kmart's owned by Sears. How long do you think they have? Adapt or die in business. Every industry I've ever seen that is a touchable industry, whether it be retail, radio, the television, everybody, newspapers, you fought the internet when you should have made it your best friend. You fought the internet when you should have made it your pal and your number one salesman. You fought the internet because you think you knew better. And guess what? The internet won. Boom. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. You can also call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. The Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
What's up, party people? Hope you're doing well on this beautiful day. Well, it's not so beautiful over there in the UK. A horrible day, to say the least. 4 people were killed. 3 of them were innocent victims. Looks like one of them was the terrorist himself. 20 people injured, some of them catastrophic. Definitely a terror act. This is Acting Deputy Commissioner and Head of Counterterrorism, Mark Rowley.
The attack started when a car was driven over Westminster Bridge, hitting and injuring a number of members of the public, also including 3 police officers, on their way back from a commendation ceremony. The car then crashed near to Parliament, and at least one man, armed with the knife, continued the attack and tried to enter Parliament. Sadly, I can confirm that now 4 people have died. That includes the police officer who was protecting Parliament, and one man we believe to be the attacker, who was shot by a police firearms officer.
Horrible situation. Absolutely disgusting. Don't know much about the individual. I'm sure over the next 48 hours, we will find out more and more about who he was, what he wanted, who he was repping, if you will. Was he lone wolf? Was he ordered to do something over the last 48 months? They've ramped up lone wolf attacks instead of these coordinated attacks. And they're telling people, look, don't worry about getting a bomb or something bigger. Think about this. Get a knife. Get a car. Do what you have to do. I think that's what happened here. A horrific situation as described by an eyewitness who was there just outside of Parliament.
in the street on Westminster Bridge. We thought there'd been a car crash or something. We looked out the window. There was lots of people running around, lots of shouting. And then to my left, I saw a man break through, push his way through some security gates on the perimeter of the parliamentary estate. He went straight for a police officer. Took him down. They both fell to the ground. Then another police officer ran towards those two. And then the attacker got up and approached the second police officer with his arm outstretched. And then about a second, 2 seconds later, there were several rounds of gunfire.
Horrible. Let's be honest. Disgusting, heinous situation. But you got to live your life. I'm not one of these people that says, oh, God, we can't do anything anymore. You got to close up shop. I think too many people do that. Too many freak out about that. Terrorism is unfortunately now something the West is going to have to deal with. Ourselves, Western Europe, Australia, we are going to have to deal with this. Unfortunately, it's going to happen here again. Do I ever think it's going to happen to the size and scope that 9/11 happened? I do not. I don't. But will we see incidents of people shooting? Yes. Will we see incidents of people using their cars in situations? Yes. Will we see potentially another pressure cooker bomb-like situation? Very much a possibility. That's a sad, sad, sad thing to say, but that is the world that we now find ourselves in. And as much as we give our intelligence community a lot of crap, and we do, they don't miss very, very many times. They don't. This is a horrible situation. But before you freak out and say to yourself, this is, you know, and again, I have the poll up right now with the attack in London today. Are you worried about terrorism? 26% says yes, very worried. 23% said somewhat worried. I'm not worried. Let me tell you the chances of you getting killed by a terrorist. About 1 in 3.5 billion. It's a lot. It's a lot. How many people are going to die today from cancer? How many people are going to die today from diabetes? From heart disease, from falling inside of their house, from an accident outside when they're doing something, cleaning their gutters, from driving, left this morning, didn't make it home. How many people in Chicago are going to get shot this weekend? Puts it in perspective. Terrorists want to do one thing. Yes, they would love to overthrow, but they know they're not going to. So the thing they want to do is get inside your mind, disrupt your life, and make you think and change what you do. If you tell them, no, I'm not going to change what I do, that gives you the upper hand. That frustrates them. They can celebrate all they want. Situations like this, because they've gotten the headlines across the globe, but in truth, they haven't done anything that's going to stop people in London who for many years live with the threat of the IRA. They haven't stopped us from going to clubs. They haven't stopped us from having Christmas parties. They haven't stopped us from flying. They want the headlines. And that's what they got today. But we need to also keep it in perspective that what took place today in London, while heinous, while disgusting, while horrible, was in truth something that the chances of you ending up the same way is slim to none. Slim to none. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Read a very interesting article today. It's another one of those articles that talks about the fact that, and this is one of those things, again, where when you look at America and Americans, like the person you're driving next to today in your car, they may only have $300-400 in the bank, right? How many times you go up to the ATM machine, somebody leaves their thing in there, and you look, and they got like $8 in there, or they're overdrawn? Every once in a while, you get one. You're like, dang, this guy's got $123,000 in his checking account, but that's very rare. And you're like, I'm going to keep that one. But most of the time you go there, right, whether you're, and you stand behind somebody and you look down and there's somebody's left their ATM and you're like, wow, that person's only got $67 in their bank. Do you realize that a third of the country couldn't come up with emergency money of $1,000 or $2,000? If they had to borrow it from people, they couldn't even come up with it. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Keeps things in perspective when you think about all of the stuff that takes place, right? Whether it's the wiretapping, all these kind of things. That's why healthcare and this bill tomorrow and where this is going is such a big deal. Because wouldn't all of us like to get a little bit further ahead? Wouldn't all of us like to step ahead just a little bit? Wouldn't all of us like to see our 94 cents for every dollar we really make when you look at how inflation and how expensive things have got? Actually, $1.05 so we can put some of that money. I think so. I found it appalling to see how many people are dying in this country and leaving massive amounts of money that they're in debt. How much people don't have in savings for retirement. You know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, you retired at 65. Yeah, you made it to 70, you'd be lucky. You know, most people, they retired within a couple of years, they had passed on. Nowadays, you retire at 65. If you're lucky, you've done pretty good for yourself and you're going to live a good life. But by and large, people are working into their 70s. Mid-70s, some of them don't want to retire, but most of them it's because there's a necessity for it. Your parents are now, you have boomerang kids and you have boomerang parents. You've moved out, you've got your family, you've got your life, your kids have gone to college, they're come back, and oh, by the way, while you're gone, grandma moved in because she can't take care of herself anymore, and we're worried about her, so you're going to have to share the room with her. For us, it's different. For places like Japan and a lot of other, especially in the Asian culture, it's very, this is something you do. The parents live with you, your kids, this is something. For us, it's new. But they do it not so much out of necessity. They do it because of a respect thing. We do it now because of necessity. Mom and grandma and grandpa and they're leaving stuff behind we can't get rid of, and they're leaving debts, thousands of dollars in debts. It's amazing. These are the things that matter, and that's my thing. We got to find solutions to these problems in America. I want to be forward-thinking. How do we do it? I'm more worried about, for instance, me. People say, what are you worried about? I worry about my son. Love him to death, Jack. I worry about him, obviously. But I worry about what happens to my mom. My mom is raising my sister's kids. If something, God forbid, happened to her, I'm going to end up having a bunch of little ones running around because I'm not going to let them go away. I think about things like that because that's real life. This other stuff, ancillary. That's real life. And that's the thing that we got to focus on. How do we get ourselves in a better place as a nation? And it starts with us. But it also starts in conjunction with the government starting to get out of our way and allowing us to be who we are, allowing us to be entrepreneurial, getting out of our way when it comes to regulations and taxes, allowing us to build an economy that is free market and stable based on the free market. It'll stabilize itself if you get out of the way. Stop putting training wheels on us. Leave us alone. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Speaking of the economy, and I do speak of the economy, do you know that right now I am talking to a lot of business owners, and me being one of them, and what they're saying is they're starting to find a lot of customers, but they're struggling to find the right candidate for their jobs. They're just not getting that right fit. We talked about that guy yesterday. He's got that snowflake interview that he goes through. Let me tell you something. You can avoid all of those kind of craziness and questions and whatnot And you can actually go to ZipRecruiter.com, widen your search, and find the perfect candidate, no matter what you're doing, no matter what position you have, no matter what city you're in, nationwide. ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus sites, all with a single click. That includes Facebook and Twitter. They've got this amazing interface that is incredible. What you do, all you have to do is rate the candidates. You quickly screen them. Then you hire the right person. You don't have to worry about the emails. You don't have to worry about phone calls. It is an easy-to-use, perfect program for people who are hiring and looking for incredible employees. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies, thousands of small and medium-sized businesses, and right now, listeners of The Chad Benson Show, that's you. You guys can post your job for free. Boom. You're welcome. Don't thank me. Thanks, ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Head over. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Listeners of The Chad Benson Show, you post your job for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonSon. It's The Chad Benson Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's The Chad Benson Show.
These go to 11.
They do. What's up, party people? The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. People tweeting at me, Chad, we need to arm ourselves again. I don't know what revolution you think is coming. And there's going to be some clown out there that's going to go out and shoot a Sikh or an Indian because they feel that this person is a terrorist. First, let me tell you a little something about Sikhs. Not a huge fan of, not pals of the Muslims in earlier days. Much different now in a modern society. And an Indian, really? Come on. Please. Please. So ridiculous. Sometimes. I scratch my head at times. I really do. I scratch my head at times because there are so many people out there who are just, you wonder, how do you function day to day? How is it you function? You have trouble breathing and your knuckles are dragging. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, got the poll up there. Check it out. Disney.
Yes?
Mickey, calm down.
I'm just saying what? I heard my name.
Your name's not Disney. Your name's Mickey Mouse.
My name is Mickey Mouse Disney.
It's not. Your name's Mickey Mouse. And you changed it from Steamboat Willie. Your first name. So slow your roll, Holmes. Disney's hit with another lawsuit, this time over the Oscar-winning animation film Zootopia, which I loved. For those of you who don't follow Disney regularly, minus seeing the movies, Disney has a reputation in Hollywood as being ginormous thieves. That is not true. It is absolutely true, Mickey.
Prove it.
Okay, Lion King.
What? No, never even heard of it.
Toy Story, Monsters, Inc. Up, Inside Out. Should we go on?
I've never heard of any of these movies. We wrote them all. In fact, I wrote them all. I did it. I wrote each and every one of them.
Apparently, there was a gentleman by the name of Gary L. Goldman, who was twice in 2000 and 2009 on behalf of Esplanade, pitched defendants, his Zootopia franchise, which included a live-action component called Looney and an animated component called Zootopia. He provided treatment, a synopsis, character description, character illustrations, and other materials. He even provided a title for the franchise. Do you know what that title was called? Zootopia. They have pictures up. Yeah.
I know this looks bad. I understand completely by this. That's a hyena, not a fox. That is some sort of rodent, not a rabbit. That is a sloth, and that is a sloth. I'm sorry about that. I don't even know what that is. A koala bear. Look, what I'm trying to say to you is it looks bad, but I will let my attorney handle it. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Oh, man. Yeah. Zootopia has grossed more than $1 billion. And again, I love what Disney does, but they aren't always the most honest. They do have... The rule isn't... It's one of those things where you go pitch something at Disney. Don't be surprised if you're in a movie theater one day, if you think your thing's really good, and lo and behold, what comes across the screen is a trailer of a movie that you pitched them 5-10 years earlier. And by the way, the guy that they've allegedly took this from, things like Total Recall, Minority Report, several other movies, he's produced and written. So it's not like this is some chump Joe Smo who's in the middle of godforsaken nowhere who sent something off. This was somebody who worked up treatments for them. I have a feeling what will happen is Disney will settle out of court quietly right before it goes to trial and right before this guy's death at 110. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. That is so wrong. At Chad Benson Show Twitter. I'm being honest, Chad. I come on your show all the time. I don't think that's right. Mickey, slow your roll, Holmes. I'm just saying. Let's change the subject, shall we? What about that guy, Kim Jong-un?
I know. I understand what you're saying, man. You're embarrassed. You should be.
24-23, 323-538-2423. Got our poll up with the attack in the UK today. How worried are you about terrorism? It's pretty much split from very worried to no worried at all. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.